Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When the cop goes up to Cletus, he says, "How you doing tonight, sir?" And Cletus says, and I quote, "Well, just drinking and driving and plowing." And it's obviously a joke he's thrown out there.
Really,
if the air had been sucked out of the situation anymore, snow would have started falling up. It was so silent. And the officer said, "Well, that's probably a badly placed joke, I hope."
You know, some people have one love in their life. I had two. She always talked about
you
that.
Have three.
So far.
And so coming back, they clean the fish like they do on most fishing charters, right? And the seagulls are just all over the place.
Horrible.
And my dad, a seagull, pooped on his forehead so hard. And I was standing right next to him. And we laughed. It hit him so hard, he went, "Ow, Jesus!" Like that. And we saw it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, our boy Jimmy's in trouble. We gotta check in. Let's go ahead and call him. I want to make sure that I check in with him before I read the text that he sent me this morning. Jimmy, like so many small business owners across the country, is is a restaurant that's trying to survive during these very, very difficult times, and it's tough. It's very, very tough. Jimmy,
how you doing, boss?
Hey, Jimmy, can I read the text? I wanted to ask your permission before I read the text you sent me.
I have no problem with the truth.
Okay, let's see here. Good morning. Here's the latest story of trying to keep Jimmy's alive during a pandemic. Two health inspectors arrived at 10 p.m. on Saturday and took candid videos of the staff and customers. They said they would be issuing us violations on Monday or Tuesday. First violation would be staff member. Are we okay with the audio? Rob?
Yeah. Jimmy, are you there?
We just lost Jimmy, so let me call him again.
Okay. All right. They said they would be issuing violations on Monday or Tuesday. First violation would be staff member not wearing a mask. Gizmo took his off for a few minutes to drink a cup of water after his shift. He wasn't near any customers. Second violation would be ABC violations. I remember that organization.
Yes.
Alcohol beverage control. They said at 10:01 p.m., there were still a few patrons finishing their drinks, and that we would be charged for allowing people to possess alcohol after 10 p.m. Don't get me started. I'm not going to try to make it worse than it is. At 10:01, let me see. Justin was in the middle of clearing all the drinks and getting people to leave. When you have a bar, it's not like... You can't flip a switch, set off an alarm and do it now. And you can always make the call. Well, you should have told them earlier. No, you're trying to maximize your profits, especially when you have to close early. So I'm with him 1,000% on this. I know. Here's Gizmo again. Gizmo was also encouraging people to finish up. Well, that might be suspect. Get it, Gizmo.
Everyone wants to be a member
Jimmy,
of the Clean
Plate
Club.
You know, you gotta keep it light. neither Justin nor Gizmo, there's Gizmo again, knew the health inspectors were there or were videotaping them. I was there, met with the health inspector for a few minutes after this all happened. They say they came to Jimmy's after getting an anonymous complaint about a week ago regarding people not following COVID-19 rules. We'll get to that in a second. The same two health inspectors called me on Monday at 7:30 p.m. and said they were headed to Jimmy's to issue me some documents. They said I did not need to be there and that they would drop them off with the manager on duty. At 8 p.m., they arrived and told Justin they were closing us till further notice for failure to follow health rules. I would assume it's COVID. We had to kick everybody out in the middle of dinner and lock the doors. I've already been in contact with blah, 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 the mayor, Virginia Attorney General. Blah. Jimmy, so, I've always been aware of your joint really following the letter of the law like no other joint. I know how difficult it is to run a restaurant, a bar with this kind of environment. I would imagine with COVID, it's a little tough. I'm so, so sorry to hear that they did this. Tell me, first of all, how long they're saying this could be and where it stands right now.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. How long? I don't know. I have a court date this Thursday, 9 a.m. I don't know what's going to happen. I've been trying to be calm and relaxed, you know. Definitely been always tried to be a leader in the restaurant world of Northern Virginia and set the example.
For compliance. And by the way, I was a restaurant owner in the same area. Yeah. I know Jimmy's telling the truth here. Jimmy was a gold standard for it.
Jimmy's a successful restaurant owner.
Successful restaurant owner.
Yes.
And
I caught that,
there
Oscar.
Are so Thank many you. Pitfalls in this business. And I know this for a fact. Jimmy was letter of the law and was able to. Yeah, he's had all the same problems that restaurants have.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that they give you a hard time. It is a tough business to survive in. And unlike a lot of other businesses and restaurant owners across the country right now, in the middle of COVID,
it's brutal.
It is even tougher right now. Tell me what the rules are for COVID and tell me what you are doing, because I know how you run a restaurant. I know you run letter of the law. I know you're not effing with anything. Tell me what happened.
Well, when you go up to somebody that, and take their drink away from them, they can get angry, and it's difficult for me to put my staff in harm's way.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage them. All right, folks, it's almost time. It's almost time. You got to finish them up. You've been
sure.
there at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Now it's 10 p.m.
That's the ABC violation, which I'm not going to get you into more trouble, but if I said what I thought of the ABC violation, it would involve a lot of profanity, and you know that I'm with you 1,000%. I want to speak specifically about the health department and the COVID stuff. What were they saying? Because the ABC thing, yeah, you had some drinks on the table.
He wasn't even there. No, the health department is exactly what you read, is that they came in right at 10 and videotaped, and that's what they said they saw. They saw people finishing their drinks. And they saw a bartender take his mask off.
What protocols do you have in place for complying? What is the law in Virginia? What do you have to do to keep your place open?
Well, the staff has to keep their mask on every single second.
Right.
Not allowed to take it off, even to take a drink of water. Mm-hmm. They I've been told that they can take it off if they're at least 6 feet away from anybody.
Okay. Is that it? One guy, Gizmo, took his mask off to have a... And did, by the way, so when... And now I know Gizmo. You know Gizmo. Did he have his mask off? Was it hanging off of his ear? Was it under his chin? Or was it off totally and he was just sitting down?
He was wearing one of those ones that's like a scarf.
Oh, a gator.
Around.
A gator. So it was around his neck.
Goes around his neck. And... He says, you know, at times it just kind of slides down. You have to keep pulling it back up. You walk around, you're working, you got your hands full. It'll slide down. He'll try to pull it back up. And that's common, you know. So,
what's the rule? What are the other protocols for opening a restaurant in Virginia? What do you have to do?
You have to have, you know, signs on the way in saying, wash your hands. Don't come in if you're sick. We have to take temperature at the staff every shift and with a logbook.
What about the customers?
Tables.
What do the customers have to wear masks when they're walking to their tables?
They do, yes. They have to wear a mask except for when they're seated. So we spend a lot of time, you know, sir, where are you going? Put your mask on. Oh, sorry. I mean, excuse me.
Do the tables, do you have to have less capacity in your restaurant?
You can only have 10 people at a table, and the tables have to be 6 feet apart.
Okay. All right.
So they also, what I didn't add in the text, what I found out later is they're also going to hit me. They said the tables looked too close together. They saw it in their video. But you can have two tables next to each other if it's the same party. So you could have five people at one table and five people at the other right next to each other if it's the same party, the same group. And we have the same people that come in every day.
Oh, buddy, you sound so
wrecked
over the goals.
Mike, you remember all those guys you used to pick on me for? They would sit around the bar every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah, your daytime crowd.
Now they sit around the tables every single day. They just sit at tables instead of at the bar. And they all sit
so, okay. Is anybody allowed to sit at the bar?
No. No, nobody at the bar.
It's funny. It's funny because, I mean, I'm in a state with different rules, and it's just, it's crazy. Oscar, I know you had your hand up. I'm sorry to monopolize
look,
the
Jimmy,
conversation.
Look, Jimmy, we're here to help. Like, what does something like this usually look like? Is it a week, 2 weeks?
I wish I knew. This one's definitely new, Oscar, and thank you. And I wanted to thank Jessa, Jolene, and other people in the fan club. And I know you guys all care, and I appreciate that. I just want people to know that, you know, they don't have to do a fundraiser or anything.
Are you able to do carry out business, or is it just shutdown?
No, closed down, and that's a tough one. That's a tough one because I got all that food sitting there. I guess I'm going to go in today and start thinking about, you know, what can we freeze and what can we donate to charities. I'm doing a fundraiser this weekend for local elementary school. Hopefully we can be open by then. I have a very large takeout order on Thursday morning. Hopefully I can do that. I don't know. You know, I've called our wonderful mayor, former mayor Lisa Merkel, and I've called the new mayor. Her name is Sheila. They're both wonderful ladies. It's quite a passing of the torch in Herndon. We're very blessed. And they're both making phone calls and working with everyone they can.
Can we call the mayor's office?
Yeah, is there any way we can support from the outside looking in, Jimmy?
Yeah. I could call the mayor's office.
You know what? Rob's an ass. Rob said, is Crop Top Tuesday canceled?
I did not say that. I did not say that.
Who said that?
I don't want to throw Oscar under the bus.
He's a jerk.
Was Oscar? Oscar is Crop Top Tuesday.
Let's just play it out for dinner.
Jimmy, you know, the thing that kills me is, do you have, are your health inspectors like working as ABC guys too? I mean, how can the health inspector cite you for an alcohol violation?
Exactly what I asked him. And he said, I have the power to do whatever I want. I said, who gives you this power?
He says, he's one of those guys. Oh, I have the power to do whatever I want. And by the way, I appreciate the mask. I appreciate the picture you sent me of him writing you guys up with his mask off 3 feet away from your bartender.
Isn't that
hypocrisy?
Wonderful.
Yeah. And you got a good guy that is, although it's, Jesus Christ, it's so hard for you. I am so sorry this is going on. You got a good lawyer for this to work your way through this?
I got Mark Dizio, of course. I haven't called him.
Mark Dizio, hello, all right. I didn't know you had the pit bull.
Mike, if I call Mark, I definitely need a help GoFundMe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you got, you know, really, absolutely. Well, anything you, let me know if you're trying to do that, we'll help any way we can.
And Jimmy, when is your court date actually? When is the actual court date?
It's supposed to be this Thursday, 9 a.m.
Wow. And what court is it? Is it a state court? Is it a local court? How do they handle that?
So it's Fairfax County.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Good time. But I haven't slept. I'm sorry for my tone. I honestly haven't slept.
No, but Jimmy, brutal. You know, I think, you know, there's no precedent right now. We don't know what they're going to do. And I just hope and pray for a short closure for you guys, and tell goddamn Gizmo to go into the back to drink his effing water. I'm pissed off at Gizmo.
Yeah,
no, I am really pissed off at Gizmo. If he's the only one, yeah, of course it's Gizmo.
Of course it is.
Well, to be fair, Mike, he didn't see it coming.
Oh, that's not nice. That is
fair.
Rob, that's very inside, and that's very.
Is it still 18 to party, 21 to drink when everything's working?
It's like, you should be at the post, Oscar.
Yeah, Jimmy. You know, if you got Mark with you, first of all, say hello for me, please. Tell him to look me up when we're down here in Florida, or I'll look him up when he's there.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just. Hey, will you please keep us updated and let us know what's going on with that?
Yes.
All right. Thanks,
I wanted
buddy.
Everyone out there to know I appreciate the support, and we'll get through it. Hopefully, I'll get a phone call today from somebody saying, "Jimmy, open back up." Happened.
Oh God, I hope so.
Even
before the girl, you know, and I hope it's really. This is just tough. It's tough for people in this business. I understand rules. I certainly talk about it all the time here. But boy, oh boy, it's difficult. It's difficult to have a restaurant. It really is right now.
I think on this one, the punish
the punishment's way worse than the crime. Even if Gizmo had his mask all the way off, the punishment's way worse than the crime.
Well, I said to you, were you ever issued another warning prior to this?
No, nothing in paper. We've been working with the health department since the beginning of COVID. And
that's the way you roll, dude.
Wow. These are the rules. This is what you need to do. It sounds good. We've had two or three people have called over the past 10 months, and there's a hotline you can call the health department, and you can, you know, if somebody's mask falls down over their nose, you can call the health department.
I get that with customers. It's not the same as a health department inspector coming in and giving you a warning. No. Hey,
right.
Be aware of this, be aware of this, be aware of this. And that's at least what they should do in that particular situation. We love you. Hang in there. What's that, buddy?
That's the spirit of the law. Is they should be working with me.
That is what, especially now, as people are trying to do that. And you know what, Jimmy? No. You know how to handle the media.
Yeah.
You know how to handle that. And I know you've got a lot of friends up there, and I really, it's tough. It's tough because I know you put a lot of this. God, this hit you at the worst possible time.
Yes.
Hang in there, okay?
It's 45 employees. If they don't get back to work, they're all going to file for unemployment.
Wow.
It sucks. It sucks. Please let us know what's going on. All right. Keep me posted. I know you'll keep me posted personally, too, okay?
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you all so much. We'll be in touch. That's it.
Is there anything else you... Can you give me just a little something for your football team just at the end like you always do?
I almost did in that sentence, and I hold back.
Go, come on. Don't hold back. Come on, buddy. Yeah. We need the real Jimmy in there somewhere, okay?
Well, it's a good thing the Bills aren't in the Super Bowl.
God.
Oh, my God. How about that?
Oh, my. Oh, yeah, before the Super Bowl, too.
It'll be okay.
Yeah. Motherfuckers. Oh. Honest to God, I'm sorry. Now I'm mad. Before the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Like, I think it was 4 years ago today or yesterday that you cut the ribbon for the Buffalo wing.
For the Buffalo wing.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
And you know, it was 10 years ago this week that we had a massive blizzard, and we still made it to your place for the Super Bowl.
To one of the events that we did where I said, my God, people, listen to us.
Yeah.
We can really do this. You know, so the history is there. Let me know every say. As soon as you get any good news or bad, let me know, and and we'll be there for you, and we'll figure this thing out. All right,
we'll get open no matter what at some point. And Buffalo Bills next year when we can all pack ourselves into a crowded bar with our masks off and lick the back of each other's hands all night. Go Bills! Yeah.
And DCO is your guy. He's on it for you.
Oh heck yeah! Absolutely. Oh.
I feel suddenly very calm. Thank you. You're going to be fine with him. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Good luck, man.
Jimmy. We love you, James.
Talk soon.
Right, bye-bye. Ah, my friend's not in a good mood.
It's brutal.
That's
tough hearing him that way.
Yeah.
I had so much more shtick. It just was tough to get in.
Well, I know. Keep texting night. It was pretty fun. 18 to party, 21 to drink. Thanks, Oscar. That was that's good when you're talking about ABC.
You know, Mike,
that's
really nice. What you want. It's nice that the show has an Andy Rooney, and it is Oscar Santana. Yeah, after all of that serious talk, a little lighthearted banter.
You know, we love him.
I know. we'll get through this. So, but you know, we have a mutual. I don't think I think he might have been on my radio show a long time ago. But Mark DiCio, who also spent some time down here, is to say he is a good attorney is an understatement, and he's the guy you want in this particular circumstance.
That's the guy. So,
that's good.
Love it.
He helped me during my troubles. My troubles were...
Which troubles?
Well, ABC. I'll call it Beverage Control. Okay. A long time ago.
Careful,
Don and I did a show that was a little controversial, and we may have done a few radio shows talking about ABC, and I found out that they never forget. They never, ever forget.
No. Long memory,
It's just, look, he's right. You got drinks on the table at 10 o'clock. First of all, you're closing that early, and... I think that, you give a warning. You let them know if this happens again.
Please.
You got to be aware of that. But it's sneaky.
Very sneaky. And he said something sort of almost under the radar there. He says, the punishment is worse than the crime. And it is. They are really going over. I don't know if they think they're setting an example or what they're doing, but a warning is pretty much standard operation in any situation, especially when you've got a letter of the law guy like Jimmy, who was really proactive in honoring any request or requirement during
this
whole...
You know what he's done for the community up there?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a guy that's hurting. This is... Now, do I think a warning and, hey, you know... I just hope it's a slap on the wrist, and they will do, you know, that will serve as, I hope this is the warning. You know, it's like 2 days, and then get back to it. But you know what, man? It's just...
It's heartbreaking
it's
to hear.
So
and also a tremendous
look
behind the curtain. When you hear, you know, every day on the news, they talk about this restaurant is closed or this business is closed. But Jimmy puts it in perspective when he says he's closed for maybe 3 or 4 days. He's looking at 45 employees and food. Food that he probably is going to have to donate to charity. You don't even think about that angle of it.
I respect the other side, Rob, of... And I actually played the 60 Minutes piece that Oscar recommended last night to say, you know, honey, I never want to go inside a place right now. And a lot of people don't feel that. Jimmy's got some outdoor seating, but it's the dead of winter right now. That's impossible to do. There are protocols. And if you are masking up on the way to your table, you know, it is letter of the law. And I think that, you know, you mask up on the way in. And if the entire staff is wearing masks and they're apart, you know, you do the best you can. It's so hard for people to deal with this. And I personally, you know, I had an epiphany last night, Oscar, when I was watching that on 60 Minutes, just by the attitude. There's a vibe. Yeah. And I guarantee you Jimmy's vibe is a safe vibe, as safe as you can be. He is letter of the law. Do I think it's a good idea? Probably not. I have to be completely honest. Can't be a hypocrite. But people are going to go out. They're out of their minds
Right now. Even the carryout, right? So that's business.
Yeah, the carryout. Give the guy a chance to make his living. And, you know, they've modified it. And look, I don't know what the future holds for this. Nobody knows right now. We're talking about a lot of medical professionals talking about eye of the hurricane, that this is going in right now. But be safe. I like the idea of the double masking, which is what we're doing down here in Florida now when we're inside a place, if we're going into a grocery store. It's just frustrating when you do have laws and protocols. And believe me, they're more intense than they are down in Virginia than they are down here in Florida. And, you know, you split hairs when you know how tough it's been for people in this business. There's certain people, there's certain types that don't really care about that. And it sounds, just from reading between the lines, like there's a little, you know,
friction,
contentious friction relationship in between the two. But I know that Oscar's just holding his tongue because he wants to say funny things about Jimmy's.
I just can't now, because he's like, I had, like, let's say no jerseys, no Tim's. I remember all of these different options because I worked at multiple bars as a DJ. That the worst experience of my life, and I was the worst DJ ever. Not like Mike. Mike, you actually had people that came to see you just spin your records.
There was a small part of my career, very short period of time, when we killed it. It was Friday night at Raffles, too. It was a great time to be a club DJ.
It got shut down by the Spanish flu, right?
In 1918.
That's right.
Oh, by the way, my son last night, when he was getting his teeth brushed,
oh, no.
We're doing old jokes.
Yeah?
Doing old jokes. He said, Dad, because, you know, remember I told you yesterday, he would always say to me, Dad, when you were a kid, a kid, then I told him about the shtick that we were doing on the show, and all of a sudden he does not have a 7-year-old sense of humor. He has a 21-year-old sense of humor.
Fantastic.
So he loved the thing. I said, Dad, was it dangerous? And we're brushing his teeth, and he's not able to brush his teeth because he's laughing so hard. Because I'm looking at him. So, Dad, when you were a kid, was it difficult being chased by a saber-toothed tiger? And he goes, hey. Dad, when you were a kid, what was it like not having fire invented yet? And he's like,
That's such next-level stuff. Because most 7-year-olds are just saying poop, but he's actually going with a concept. I love it.
I'm doing a comedy pyramid.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm doing.
Hey.
It's crazy. But, you know, the thing about our good friend is I really, really wish him the best. And no matter how you feel, if he's, it sounds to me like especially that violation, the drinks getting people out of there.
Yeah.
When people are getting out of there, 3 hours before they're supposed to close normally. That's not the, that's the new rule, I guess, is 10 o'clock. And you're just, and he, did you hear what he said? You encourage. You don't snatch out.
Right.
That's absolutely what it is. I've been at last call more times than I care to admit. And it is difficult to wrangle people out of there. You got to give leeway, but they don't.
But it makes sense, Mike, because everyone says, everyone says the virus gets doubly strong at 10 p.m.
Think about for a second. Think about for a second. This is where, you know, I know that right now there are probably a lot of people that have a certain political viewpoint that are saying to me like that, will you see, Mike, when it's your friend? Well, you know what? Everything is gray. There's a gray area.
Mm-hmm.
But coming in and sneaking a video,
sleazy.
I mean, really, that is just not, you know, if you're doing, if you've issued a warning or people are committing real crime, how about trying to be heavy-handed and said the next time, you know, this is it? But that obviously
maybe he can push it in a different direction. He walks into that hearing, right? And he's got his representation there, but he says, before we get started, Your Honor, I have a great way to bring awareness to the mask situation during this pandemic. On Thursday, Thirsty Thursdays, as we know it at Jimmy's, that we have a sexy mask contest, and we have a $500 cash prize for the winner, $300 for, you know, like the runner up, and then $200 goes to a wonderful patron. But it's all about masks. They might have bikini tops on, but masks overall.
Sure.
All right, you're being silly, and I'm being serious about my friend. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to call him after the show's over and just say, when that court date comes, one thing you make sure you do not do. Okay.
So he can't do this.
What's that?
Right. No cargo pants.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Okay. On me in 3, 2, 1.
Once a year, the eyes of the nation turn to this tiny hamlet in western Pennsylvania to watch a master at work. The master? Punxsutawney Phil, the world's most famous weatherman, the groundhog, who, as legend has it, can predict the coming of an early spring. So I guess the question we have to ask ourselves today is, does Phil feel lucky?
Then it's the same old shtick every year. The guy comes out with a big stick and raps on the door. They pull the little rat out, they talk to him, the rat talks back, and then they tell us what's going to happen.
Morning! To see the groundhog?
Yeah?
Think it'll be an early spring.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
I don't know what you mean.
Don't mess with me, pork chop. What day is this?
It's February 2nd. Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Sorry. You know, I thought it was yesterday.
Oh.
Did you sleep well, Mr. Connors?
Did I sleep well?
Would you like some coffee?
Yes, please. I think I'll have a double.
I hope you enjoy the festivities. There's talk of a blizzard.
Do you ever have deja vu, Mrs. Lancaster?
I don't think so, but I could check with the kitchen.
No, that's okay. Thank you.
Will you be checking out today, Mr. Connors?
I'd say the chance of departure is 80%. 75-80.
Excuse me, where's everybody going?
To Gobbler's Knob. It's Groundhog Day.
It's still just once a year, isn't it?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Phil. Phil.
Mike O'Mara. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From wintry Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family. as we just showed you there with our conversation with Jimmy, who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Buena Park, California, North Kingstown, Rhode Island. Thank you for the clear up on that one. Bartlett, Tennessee, Pickering, Ontario, Canada, and Hartwood, Virginia, along with Dundalk, Ireland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And brought to you by Ritual. We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies, especially when it comes to something we take every day. That's why I love Ritual. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms that your body can actually use. You know what you want, and you know you won't find anything that's bad for you in Ritual. Sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants. Ritual, they're great. I've been taking Ritual vitamins every day. The fresh minty taste, which I love, and the delayed-release capsule design make taking your vitamins easy, even on an empty stomach. It's like a multivitamin reimagined. Even better, your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping. Ritual makes healthy habits easy. Now available for women, men, and teens, Ritual multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/TMOS to start your Ritual today. Ritual.com/TMOS.
Isn't the minty great? Because normally when you take a vitamin, it tastes like garbage. You put it on your mouth, it's like you're having a breath mint. I love them.
Yummy, yummy in my tummy. I share with you right now the Hartford Current dated February 3rd, 1993, which was a Wednesday. This is Tuesday as we tape this. February 3rd, believe it or not, 1993, William Joseph O'Mara, retired director of marketing, communications, and services at Aetna Life and Casualty, died Tuesday at Hartford Hospital. He lived in Glastonbury, my hometown, for 40 years. Mr. O'Mara was hired in 1946 as a copywriter. Yes, I think I'm really demonstrating just how old I am right now.
And Irish.
That's a year after World War II. As a copywriter in Aetna's advertising and publicity department, he was a copywriter, Rob. That's what he did. He wrote copy and retired in 1978. Mr. O'Mara was born in New Haven, where he attended. This is my dad, by the way, for those of you that think I'm being cagey here. Mr. O'Mara was born in New Haven, where he attended local schools and graduated from Hill House High. Doesn't that sound like a horror movie?
Do they have fruit fritters?
Fruit fritters. Hill House High. He was a graduate of the College of Holy Cross and was an Army captain in the Pacific during World War II. Mr. O'Mara was a former president of the Advertising Club of Hartford and a former director and president of the Insurance Advertising Conference, a national organization of insurance advertising executives. Yes, the same companies that I rail against today. Insurance ads.
Different time.
Yes, sirree. And he was also a member of the Hartford Chamber of Commerce. That's it. Then he talks about everybody he leaves. And so I thought I'd make mention of it because it literally is the same date in 1993, February 2nd, that we lost my dad. It was a Tuesday. Tuesday morning, I had just gone back to be in Virginia and kind of turned around and came back again. And that's how long ago it was.
We've been together.
That old clock on the wall just goes so fast. So I wanted to make mention of my dad. God rest his soul. And I miss him every day. And really, you know, it was just he was a good father. He's an older father like me, a little younger than I am, actually. And it's great. It's great to mention him on this day.
That was just before we really started working. I'd already interned for you, but I hadn't worked with you yet. And we've been together so long, and I've had the pleasure of meeting almost all of our extended families in different times and places. But I do, and I'm very blessed to have met your mother. But I regret not having met your father. I think he was the stories you tell of him. I think that
he was a serious guy. He was not a yuck 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 guy. He loved to laugh,
right?
But he was not, you know, hey, how you doing? How's it going like that? But the three, I'll give you three quick hits on my father.
Okay,
right. The first quick hit would be we used to go up in Maine. Get the whole neighborhood to get on a lobster boat and go out deep sea fishing. And then after we come back, and that's back in the day where you could get fish off the coast of Maine where we live, it's hard to do compared to the way it used to be.
Because it's just
We're old. And so coming back, they clean the fish like they do on most fishing charters, right? And the seagulls are just all over the place.
Horrible.
And my dad, with his little with his little receding hairline, a seagull pooped on his forehead so hard. And I was standing right next to him. And we laughed. And he got and it hit him so hard, he went, ow, Jesus, like that. And we saw it. And I don't think I've ever laughed that hard in my life. He laughed, too. You could not
you
laugh.
Not
it
laugh.
Was that.
That's
right?
Apparently good luck. So that's
another
nice.
Quick hit. We used to go to his alma mater, Holy Cross, and see football games. And we go to the parking lot. I still drive by it and point it out to my kids. One of
that's
these
right,
days, I'll take
the
my kid over there, right at Holy Cross, right off the highway in Worcester, Massachusetts. And we'd have the, you know, PLPs, parking lot parties. And my dad was, you know, hooching it up with his friends. And we would always throw the football. My father could throw a football. And so I loved it. I could do it for hours. I could go out running patterns and stuff. My father overthrew a perfect spiral. And I will never forget the moment that so my dad throws this massive, like guns it, and I see the football, and it's coming maybe 20 yards past me.
Oh, dear.
And it the nose of the football, it's a perfect spiral, so it does the dive that a football spiral. And a guy is standing there, and I remember he had the silver cup, almost like you would put a not a mojito, but you'd put a Moscow Mule.
Yes.
In.
Oh,
yeah. That kind of cup that he's got.
Mm-hmm. A metal
and I see
mug,
this
yeah.
coming down. And the nose of that football exploded into his cup.
Oh.
I'm talking booze everywhere. And I see it bounce on the ground. I turn around to look at, like, Dad. And my father has already walked back to the car.
Yeah.
And
he's not
nowhere
getting
to be seen.
No.
And I have to deal with the fallout from the angry guy.
My bad.
But there were footballs around.
Sorry, sir.
And then the last one, when my dad was in ill health, one of the last sporting events that we went to together was the Hartford Whalers and the Boston Bruins. And in the short time that the Whalers were in the NHL, the rivalry developed between the Whalers and the Bruins. And it was really cool because they were, you know, 2 hours, 2.5 hours up the road in Boston.
Right.
And it was a big deal. And I was home from college, and my dad and I were going to the hockey game. And I was wearing a jacket and a sweater and kind of looking college boyish,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure.
And my dad had this cane, and at this time, he was in ill health, but he used the cane as a weapon, because he played with it.
Right.
Because that's just the way my father was. He'd whack you with it, and he'd whack other people with it. And so, and occasionally, if you were standing the wrong way, he'd give you a whack right on the berries with it.
Oh.
And it was like, Dad, stop it. God damn it. Don't do that. And he'd have a little impish grin on his face. So... it's packed at this hockey game, and I get behind my dad, and he didn't realize that I had gotten behind him. We're moving over through to get like a beer or something like that, and in front of him is a guy that's wearing the exact same jacket, had the exact same hair color, and standing in front of my dad as he's moving through the crowd, and my father gives him the double whap right on his balls.
Oh my God! Like from behind,
and the guy turns around, and goes, "What the?" And he says the F word to my father. And my father, you know, was an old man at that point.
Yeah.
And so he turns around and looks at me, and we couldn't watch the game for the next two periods. We're laughing too hard at that. Because just, you know, he loved that. He was a funny, funny guy.
How great would it have been
sense
if,
of humor.
When the man turned around, your father said, "You live around here?"
He would have liked that joke. He would have loved that joke. But he was a good man.
That's
and he
awesome.
Was and he really cared about he loved his family, and he really cared about the people that he worked with, which you know, as I've demonstrated, I don't. I'm just kidding. But I mean, the fact is, it's just I talk about my mom, but I don't think I mentioned my dad enough that a lot of these guys that came back from World War II really didn't talk about it a lot.
Right.
And my father was in that category.
Like pulling teeth
like
to get
it.
Stories out of them, really.
Yeah. Yeah. But I am proud to be the child of a member of the greatest generation, where it was automatic. You went out and you served your country. And I think there are many, many things we can take away from that generation that can make us a better society. And, you know, honor and respect and not bragging and propping up the little guy and helping people out. And my father was, could be difficult at times. He could be depressive at times. I remember that. But, you know, by and large, he had a level of compassion that existed within him that was wonderful. And
one thing you mentioned,
I'll always remember him
for that. One thing you mentioned about him when he worked, he spent so many years at Aetna, that he took great joy that people that he would bring on below him as they would ascend the ladder and sometimes right. even surpass him. He took great joy in that, to see the success of others. And I think that is something that is gone in the modern yeah. era. You don't enjoy yeah. the people don't tend to enjoy the success of others. And I
yeah,
think that's
I never mentioned the real details about people at his work, but his immediate boss, who's also gone, everybody's gone, Bob Brown, was, you know, he was a Southern guy, so I don't use the word love very often, but I loved Bill O'Mara. And, you know, that means something when, you know, I mean, it was just really a lot of sweetness. And he was good to my mom. And, you know, it was her second husband. And that was not easy for him to marry a woman who had lost her first husband in World War II. And he adopted, you know, the family of the lost pilot and was cool about that, because my mom always had you know, was in love.
A connection.
She was in love with, you know, some people don't have two loves in their life. I happen to have one love in their life. Some I had two. She always talked about
you
that.
Have three
so far.
All right, that's a good time to break. That's a nice time to lighten the mood. Thanks, Shaggy.
He's of course referring to your children.
You and Thirsty Thursday. I got you Thirsty Thursday. Hey, we got to talk about your blizzard when we come back.
Yes.
And find out just how it went. Okay. We'll come back with a snow report. Snow report. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And now, wisdom from Wanda.
Hello, friends. This is Wanda Farmer. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and lots of people treat their loved ones to my scrumptious baked treats and tantalizing snacks. However, I found something better. It's by giving the gift of laughter with a subscription to the TMOS Bonus Show. It's an extra 6 hour of laughs that's handicrafted with love in the Podcast Village Kitchen. Each show is lovingly crafted with only the finest ingredients, packed with a healthy portion of salty words like shit and f***. Try a single episode, a monthly subscription, or an entire year and save. Your gift allows the zaniness to continue for years to come. If you don't have a loved one, I can't help you. I'm not a dating service. The TMOS Bonus Show. It's like comfort food, only funnier with a lot less calories.
There, that should shut up the little f***ers.
Thank you, Wanda. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Solo Stove. Human beings didn't invent fire.
No.
We just figured out how to tame it. Ah. And we're still discovering better ways to enjoy it. With Solo Stove, you can enjoy a roaring fire without all the smoke. We all have them. We all love them. I love the guy that was out, I think, in maybe California, that lived in a very dense area. And loved the fact that he could have his little fire in the evening without smoking out his neighbors. Solo Stoves feature stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. So you get lots of fire, but not a lot of smoke, and that is a good thing. And with a wide range of portable products in all sizes, Solo Stove is fit for any occasion, and they even sell grills, pots, and other accessories.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Easy to light, totally portable, and Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. You can't beat that. Go smokeless with Solo Stove and get 25% off your order through February at solostove.com, plus an additional $10 off when you use our code. You know it. Well, it's not the one you know. It's the one that's new. Mike.
Mike.
Is that complicated?
Mike.
It's Mike. Not. M-I-K-E. No.
Easy.
It's my name. Mike at checkout. Listen up. New code. Mike. Why'd they change it?
Oh, we can talk about that offline.
Yes.
You always say that. That's solostove.com for 25% off your order. Plus, there's not another TMOS out there, is there?
No. They just want to mix it up.
Okay, good. That's always it.
We can talk about it offline.
Yeah, offline is a great place. Yeah.
I feel like Jimmy right now.
Mike.
Anyway, an additional $10 off when you use promo code Mike. Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. All right, Blizzard 2021. You got snow. I don't know how much you got. I don't know what was happening. You said they said the weather that I saw said it was going to stop and then it was going to start again. So hold on just a second.
Ooh. Oh, who's this?
Right. Snow report. Snow report.
Snow report. Snow report. Comedy Pyramid.
This might be CPAP supplies. Hello? Hello?
Is it a car insurance call?
Man, oh man, if I get a call from this number again.
You want to extend that warranty?
Hold on. Hello? Hello, hello.
Hello, hola.
We'd love to have Santa Claus stay with us.
Hello.
Con permiso.
Was that with permission?
They just hang up when they, yeah, when they smell a rat.
Smell a rat. That's a good 1940s expression.
I smell a rat.
Hey, I smell a rat.
All right, so update on the blizzard.
As we left it yesterday, if we got the tip of the pinwheel system, we were going to get some additional snow yesterday, and that was it. Well, driving in today, it was snowing harder than it has in the past 2 days.
Yes.
Now, because it's only 32 degrees and the roads are treated, it's not an issue. There was no Matthew Bloom slipping and
Pony,
sliding.
Pony, how about you? Are you okay today? How were you today?
It was great. I had a great time driving in. No ice. That's all that matters to me.
Okay, thank you.
No ice in the garage, certainly. But
I had a great time.
Yeah.
It was pretty.
I love you, Pony.
It was great.
It was pretty.
It was great. All right, so Rob, you were talking about the pinwheel.
Yeah, and it obviously...
And just the tip?
It clipped us because it was really coming down. Now, it was 31, 32 degrees. It was about 30 when I left the suburbs, 32 when I got to the city. And when it got to that sort of right around the freezing point, the flakes get big and they don't stick. So it's just a snow issue, but it still pisses me off because this snow wasn't supposed to continue this morning. They got it wrong. That's one of the. I don't care for that.
Well, how much total snow did you get?
There was no additional accumulation by my estimate. I still think Leesburg got 4.5 total after calling for about 11.
It's nothing. None of that.
Nothing. It's nothing. Did any forecasters in particular really blow it? Because this is the time when we all watch. How did Topper do? Is he still there?
Yes.
Topper's
still. I'm old enough now. I got to check and see the guys that
are Doug and Topper.
Yes.
Doug Hill is still doing it?
Yeah.
No,
Doug McElwain.
Yeah. Oh, see, Doug McElwain. Doug Hill. Doug Hill's
that's right. And Mike and Bill McCall.
I think it might be.
Bill Kamal. Kamal. Sorry, I said McCall like he owns a magazine.
Gordon, who's that? It was Gordon Peterson.
Gordon
and
Barnes.
Gordon Barnes. That's the guy. Gordon Barnes, way back in the day.
And Gordon Barnes was not a meteor. He was a rip and read.
What did Bob Ryan say? What did Bob Ryan say about
he said, turn up the thermostat. I'm blowing on my soup.
but they kind of, did they nail it? Where is it? I don't know. I'm
no,
not there.
What you see, now they've got a new thing, and I really focus on Channel 5. That's my go-to because they focus more local than the other stuff in the morning.
And, I get it. I understand that.
When Tucker talks about it, what Tucker does is he throws so many models at
Tucker
you.
Carlson?
Tucker, double duty.
Tucker Barnes.
I don't know Tucker Barnes.
I think he was Tony Perkins' intern when Tony was at Channel 5.
Really?
But, yeah, he worked with Tony sometimes. But you know what? You would know Tucker. Do you remember about 3 years ago there was a viral video of a weather guy they sent to Ocean City during a hurricane and he was enveloped in foam that was later realized to be raw sewage?
That's him?
That was Tucker. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I know that guy. Yeah. I know that dude. He was there. He's smarmy.
Yeah, he is.
But he's nice, too, right? He's a nice guy.
And he loves to give Steve Chenevy a hard time, which
yeah,
I love.
A nice,
I
funny
live
guy.
For that.
He's cool.
I'm
not going to give him any crap. He's a cool guy. I know. But, I've seen his work. He's okay.
But
I'm
what
right
he'll here's his standard snow forecast. I mean, he loves to do, you know, highs, lows, all the stuff that they can get right. But he says, well, we're looking at a whole bunch of models here, and the European model and the National Weather Service model. We're looking at anything from damp roads to 10.5 inches. Back to you, Steve. So he says so many different possibilities that he tends to get one of them right, and then they'll focus on that and ignore the two that he got wrong. So, yeah, they definitely overpromised.
He's got a very pretty wife, too.
Yes.
A lovely wife. Lovely woman. Mm-hmm. Really, really terrific guy. And he always looks like he's got the cat that ate the canary grin on his face. He's always like, I know. I traded up. All right, so same. You corroborate what Mr. Spiewak had to say, Oscar?
I do. I just want to double down how... But you can drive in this weather all day.
If you
just follow all the rules we learned when we were in high school to drive in this weather. You know, pump your brakes, look out for black ice, be careful.
Black ice.
That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do.
Steer into the skid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Don't accelerate.
That's it. It's just everybody, I guess, if you're maybe if you haven't ever driven in the snow before, you need a pep talk about it. But once it happens, especially after they've salted the roads, you're going to be okay.
Wisconsin Avenue, snow is coming down. Big white flakes. And Wisconsin Avenue is dry today. I always thought
black ice as a term, they ought to have a new vernacular for it. Because I think it could be twisted into a racist term, you know. They can be twisted into black guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, you know, there's black guys in my driveway.
You better watch out.
You know what I mean? And because when you're
what
talking
would you
about
call
black
it then?
Well, when you're talking about black ice, it's never positive.
Slippery
you know?
Ice,
I need
isn't
to
that
get,
redundant?
For example, what would you say? I need to get this black ice off my driveway.
Hmm.
Yeah. And so if you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it depends on what neighborhood you're in. I think that if you run in certain circles, be like, oh, he's not saying black guys, it's black ice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
black ice.
Maybe we should stop.
Frozen precip.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But driving is a disaster. And people just don't know how to do it. Even the professionals.
All right. I don't know if they're my man and wife, this weatherman, though.
Hi, Caitlin. I know that they are. Name. I know they're attached. I don't know if they're married or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what happened to you, Rob Speedwagon?
It's so nice when you get home, and it's been a, you know, last night.
I thought he was going to bring it up when we were talking
about
this.
I just teed him up. Well, it was like a softball. I mean,
we've teed him up like 8 times, but he's like it's like, go ahead. You got hit by a snowplow, right?
Well, what happened is this.
There you go. Sorry. Snooze, you lose.
Last night, again, the snow was supposed to be stopped, but it was misting and a little bit of freezing precip last night on the ride home. Lousy ride home, but I get to my home, go up to my main street, turn onto my little side street, right, where my house is. It's townhouses on either side.
Yes.
And there is a car at the end of the street, and there is a snowplow blocking my driveway, so I can't get into my driveway. And there's me. So I think,
why is he blocking? Is he just parked?
Well, I think what happened is that the car that was in front of him was trying to get out of the street, so he had stopped to allow him to get out because he could. The move for him is
what,
to push.
What's was this like a full size street
like
plow?
Like a Mr. Plow?
No, this is like a Ford Mr. Silverado. Okay.
It's a guy that's contracted to do it. So it's a pickup truck.
Exactly. And it's not excessively wide. And I said, okay, so I'm trying to figure out the best way to handle this. I can't get to my driveway. So I pull all the way to the right and I wait because I'm just going to play out and see what happens, right? And so I'm waiting there. And the guy comes around. The guy is able to get out of the neighborhood, the guy that's in front of the plow. As the move is the plow. My street is just one straight shot, and it goes into woods. Mm-hmm. So they push the snow down the street to the end, right? So he drives, push, back up, drive, push. Well, I'm waiting there to see what happens. I assume he's going to go forward. He's got every flashing light in the world on, so I'm waiting.
Are you in your brand-new Subaru Forester?
I didn't want to mention it. Yeah. And,
so you're in a dream car for weather.
Oh, it's a beautiful car in the weather. It is wonderful. It really, really is. And it has 900 miles on it. And so all of a sudden I look up. And
there's so much going on behind the scenes right now.
My God.
He backs right into me. Boom.
Into the new car?
Yes. Front left headlight, front left panel, front left quarter panel. Scrape.
Did it break the light?
Did not break the light, but there is a lot of paint missing and a lot of metal showing. And I
so enough where you have to take it to the shop.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I...
Did he get out and apologize?
No, he got out and he said to me, "What are you doing?" And I said...
Are you kidding me?
No.
Really?
And I won't give you his real name, but let's say a good approximation of his name is Cletus, 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 Cletus. And he says, "What are you doing?" I said... I could really ask the same of you.
Ooh.
What are you doing?
Did you
doing?
Really say that?
Yes.
Use macho speak sometimes. I could ask the same of you.
What he did is he said, "Well, I back." Didn't you see I was
Rob,
backing
Rob,
up?
Rob, hold on just a second. Though.
Yeah.
I'm just to teach you in you know, dude 101. Yeah. All right?
Men.
So instead
Men
of,
speak.
I could ask the same of you should have been, hey, dude. what the F are you doing?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But anyway, so he backed into you.
He backed into me. I was perfectly still.
Like, because he's got that big douche plow on the front of his Silverado. Mm-hmm. He controls the road. He doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And he's making bank, by the way. He's making tons of money.
And so
that's why the guys have the
plow. And you're in your granola mobile.
He says, why didn't you back up? I said, you had a mile of room to get by me. I was standing still. I was out of your way. He says, well, what do you want to do? I said, well, I suppose we should exchange information and call the police. And he says, they ain't coming. And I said, no, they will come. He says, they can't do nothing. This is private property. I said, this is a road. This is a county road with a street and a name and everything. He says, well, if you want to be an a-hole about it. And I said,
I'd double down then. I'd say, yep, gonna do that.
And
absolutely.
I said, you know, I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm not trying to be an a-hole.
But you want him to pay for it. I mean, it's his insurance. Yeah. If he's insured, his insurance pays for it. Fair. Come on.
At this point, he gets back in, backs his truck up. And yes, he has a mile of room to get by me. Because he's able to do it if he's paying attention. So
did
he
the
backs
cops
up.
Come?
Yes. I get into my driveway and I call the cops and they said, we'll be there in a little bit. I said, I'm really sorry to pull you out on a night like this because it's a crap night. It's snowing. It's coming down. And,
it is what it is, though.
I said, listen, I'm sorry to pull you out. And they said, they'll be there shortly and it's cool. Don't worry about it. And it was a much more pleasant encounter than the last time I was talking to the Leesburg cops. But so.
We don't want to go into that.
We don't want to go into that. But I go up to him. I said, by the way, I was wondering, do you want to just go ahead while we're waiting to exchange insurance information? He says, I don't know that I got it. I can call the office. I'll give you my cell phone number. And I said,
what a dick.
I said, well, that's fine.
That to the cop.
Yeah, exactly. I said, could I have at least your name? He says, you know me. I said, well, I don't. I don't know you.
He's just freaking out.
And
he points
to the side of his massive, grossly underserviced, disgusting Silverado, and there's the name on it. It says Cletus LLC.
So did the cops come?
The cops came, and he said,
Did they get the insurance?
Well, actually, as soon as the cops pulled up, he gets in his car. He says, oh, I think I remember where my insurance information is.
Scumbag.
Exactly.
Sorry.
A scumbag. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And not only does he remember, he has a photostatic copy ready to give me. I mean, he's prepared for this situation if he can't duck it. And so I get his insurance information. I give him mine. The cops say, you know, I'm really sorry I can't help you. We can't cite anybody because there was no witnesses of what happened here. All we can do is oversee the exchange of information and make a note that this happened. And I said, that's officer, I really appreciate it. That's really all I wanted. I wanted to make sure that we went through this in the proper way. And when the cop goes up to Cletus, he says, how you doing tonight, sir? And Cletus says, and I quote, well, just drinking and driving and plowing. And it's obviously a joke he's thrown out there.
If
the air had been sucked out of the situation anymore, snow would have started falling up. It was so silent. And the officer said, well, that's probably a badly placed joke, I hope.
Mm.
And he says, yeah, just, you know.
So they couldn't cite anybody.
Where it stands right now is I called my insurance company because I was standing still. I'm not at fault, and we'll have to work it out. I could go and get an estimate until his insurance company goes, I'm going to wait a couple days because they'll pay for the
company. They'll call you.
But here's the best part of the whole thing. As I'm sitting alone, waiting, car essentially in park, in my road, Carrie was at the front door because she had just gotten home. And I texted her. She yelled, I got out of the car after our initial thing. She says, you okay? I said, yep. Slam. Door shut. And I said,
no need to put a coat on and come outside.
No. I said, police are on the way. She texts later, I can't even with you right now.
True love.
And I said, when I went inside, after standing in the snow for 45 minutes, really glazed like Nicholson in The Shining. I'm coated with snow. The coat that you hate, Mike, is white and frozen and crispy because the snow is hitting it, melting it,
Uncle
and refrozen.
Uncle Buck is out of the neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen.
And, my insurance card is soggy, and my registration is limp because I've been standing. I got no feeling from here down on my hands because I'm flipping freezing. And I go up, and I said, Carrie, it's not my fault, and we will be covered, and I really appreciate the support. And she said, well, I just assume you'd back up like any normal person would.
Love, exciting, and new.
And that's then wonderful. I said, you know what? I think I'm going to skip dinner tonight.
Oh, wow.
Showed her.
That takes a lot.
Yeah. There you go.
We'll take a break. And we will.
Good though. The insurance company was fun to deal with too. Everything about last night was great.
Oh wow, I'm sorry. All right. We'll take a break, come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show. Hello, everybody. This is Bob Barker. And yes, I'm still alive. When I was hosting The Price is Right from Television City in Hollywood, we played a lot of pricing games. Barker's Bargain Bar, Hole in One, Punch a Budge, Grocery Game, Golden Road, Plinko, and of course the lamest one of all, the bonus game. I hated the bonus game. If you want a good bonus, why not try the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show? It's a commercial-free, uncensored 6 hour of TMOS every week. Blah, blah, blah. I like when they say bad words. That's how much it meant to me. You can buy it at MikeO'MearaShow.com. It's a fun way to support TMOS. Thank you. And don't forget to help control the internet population. Have your podcasters spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Legacy Box is an ingenious mail-in service that rescues all of your memories that are trapped on videotapes, film reels, and pictures, and they preserve them digitally. We love Legacy Box. We've all used it. Mm-hmm. It takes all of those memories and preserves them for the family, or preserves them. Let me see if my upper plate is coming down here.
Tighten it.
Maybe this is the big one.
Prepare
so
the best
easy, you pack and send. Their team digitizes everything by hand, and you get back digital copies on a thumb drive, DVDs, or the cloud, ready to watch, share, and enjoy. They even send you updates at every step of the process. Legacy Box is something you can order in minutes and enjoy forever, just like we did. Get started preserving your past today. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 40% off your first order. This is a great time to do it.
Yes.
Great time to take advantage. Buy today. This exclusive offer will not be forever. And send in your stuff when you're ready. You can get it today, and you can send in the stuff when you gather it together. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% while supplies last. This is what I describe as a good week. We have so much that's just waiting in the wings to discuss on the show. I know we don't have enough time again to talk about Oscar's father's estate. So what we'll do today, because we have a very short break, I need you to tease what we will be talking about. Your father is doing his last will and testament. Is that correct?
He has
arrangements.
Yes, he already has one. I remember my parents have been really upfront about death since I was a child. I remember being the witness when my mom, for some reason, got hoodwinked into buying 6 family plots in the middle of Prince George's County somewhere we've never been. And we have those. So that's going well for us.
You're gonna use them. You think?
I think. Last I heard from my mom, she wanted me to put them on eBay.
Yeah, I thought there was a movement to resell them for a small profit.
Yeah, and then the pandemic got the best of us, so we just kept moving. You know?
You would think that would be the time to really sell.
Yeah, but it's something that's on my plate of things to do. But more importantly, my father, I guess his documents are not up to snuff for my brother. So my brother's coming down to double check them. And also we have like a family attorney that's going to come and visit. So when I see my father briefly this past Sunday, he mentions to me that there's some serious issues to talk about. Yeah, yeah. Family meeting.
All right. Well, we will get to that.
Yes.
The one question I have before, because I want to dive into that as far as, you know, your expectations.
Yeah. And you know his attorney, Mike, like the Zaballos family attorney, Marco Dicio.
Se habla español.
Multiple times. I'm going to text Mark today because you've been mentioned on this show so much today. As far as the plans for the family, and I know because I've seen it. I've been to funerals where they have ashes put in the ground or the whole casket.
Right.
Does your family have a particular way? Because I don't know yet, to be honest with you. I'm thinking probably scatter my ashes up in Maine.
Yeah.
But Maine's never been a really happy place for me. Florida has been, and Carl and I've always talked about finding a really beautiful spot where we would be buried next to each other. So I don't know yet, but have your parents talked about it?
We're blessed, you know, knock on wood, that my father still has like all his, he's still spry. Like he's got
all his marbles, as they say.
He's still rocking and rolling.
Sure.
I think if it was up to my dad.
So am I. Mike.
He would want to figure out how cryogenics works. Like he would want to take some of his
freeze
estate
himself.
Because he's so in love with himself.
Just ahead.
That he wouldn't. No, he'd say, hey, just forget about mom. You guys can take care of her. Let's spring for the full body.
Put her underground. I would like to be in a cryogenic chamber.
I'm not kidding you. So,
if you sell her body for medical science, the money will offset the cost of the freezing.
My freezing.
Oscar, all right. Freeze me. Don't burn me.
What do you want to be? Do you want to be cremated or do you want to be
me, buried? If I go tomorrow, mark these words and share this with my family, right? Whatever is least expensive. And then when this all goes and like the pandemic is back in the mix, please take everybody to Jimmy's and throw a big party. That's all I would like.
Shannon, I've got the solution then. If he goes, put him in the back of the car, dump the body somewhere. Let somebody else deal with it. That's the cheapest. We got to take a break. We'll talk more about this at length. That's it. We got a little news you may not need coming up here. It was, that's two segments tomorrow. I swear to God.
I made a list of my wish list. Is that
wish list
appropriate?
That's fantastic.
I'm ready.
We'll leave with that. So much stuff.
He's still got that record player?
It's like an Amazon wish list.
I want in.
We'll be right back, everybody, on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, hey there. It's me, Winslow. I'm a Boston Terrier. I'm just like most dogs. I eat, I poop, I fart, I smell other dogs' butts, I pee on things to show ownership, but the one thing that's special about me is my owner. He's wicked smart. He uses the TMOS Shopping Center at MichaelMarishow.com, Target, and Walmart. It's great for dog food, treats, those squeaky toys I like so bad, and carpet cleaner. Yeah, sorry about that. I had to pee wicked bad. Shop at the TMOS Shopping Center. MichaelMarishow.com. Johnny on the spot. Go Sox. Oh, and woof.
Thanks, Winslow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Do you remember the 1993 movie Groundhog Day? It was certainly a rib tickler. Little Billy Murray. Andy McDowell's mouth.
Oh.
And a clever plot. You see, this guy had to live the same day over and over and over again. just like every day over and over, we have to remind you to subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show every effing day.
Yeah.
Yet some of you still haven't subscribed. And it's an extraordinarily important gesture to support this show so that we do not go belly up.
Mm. Yeah.
Can I make it any more clear? Don't you know that if all of you within the sound of my voice would just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, and get yourself a subscription, we could break this cycle of these commercials.
It's true.
You have the power to change the flow of history for just pennies a day. This music. Use your passport to the Asport. And to those who have subscribed already, we love you and thank you. And to those who haven't, not cool, kids! Support us, please. Do it today, and in the words of Needle Nose Ned Ryerson, as portrayed by Stephen Tobolowsky,
bing! Am I right? 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 Right?
News!
Tobolowsky.
Boo! Tobolowsky.
Good guy.
Fascinating. Dustin Diamond.
Yes.
Screech from Saved by the Bell passed away yesterday. He was only 44. apparently had very severe cancer, stage 4, diagnosed just a very short time ago. His team said, quote, "He was diagnosed with this brutal, relentless form of malignant cancer, and it spread rapidly through his system. The only mercy it exhibited was its sharp and swift execution." Oof, that's horrible. Dustin did not suffer. Well, that's good to hear. And a lot of people, this was a very important show to a lot of people, so a lot of people are, you know, sharing information.
One of the nicest tributes came from Pee Wee Herman, because Screech's debut was in Big Top Pee Wee as a child star. And Pee Wee said he remembered him from the audition. Said he was sweet, he was funny, and even as a kid, easy to work with. I know he had his demons later on in his career, but there was a lot of nice tributes from his co-stars too, saying that early on it was fun sort of cresting the success together. And I think it's very sweet that they remember him for that and not what he became.
Yeah.
Well, too young for anybody to go. And continuing on the depression train, 94-year-old Tony Bennett is battling Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, no.
He was actually diagnosed back in 2016, but his wife Susan said the family decided to come forward now because he's, quote, incapable of understanding the disease. Okay, so that's another bummer. Tony can still recognize friends and family. And, well, Rob, I'm glad you got to see him.
Yeah, with Lady Gaga.
I got to see him actually twice. Once at the 930 Club. It was like a pop-up thing that the WHFS did, which was amazing to see him in such a small venue. And then, I guess, 2 years ago in the summer when Lady Gaga did the surprise walk-on at his concert. And that was a very thrilling night. It was very cool.
So his wife says that his music keeps him on his toes. He hasn't given up his career, though. His neurologist said that the music keeps him. He keeps rehearsing, I think. That's what he's doing. Let me see here.
Can he still perform then?
I don't think he's even though he wasn't able to perform in 2020, he keeps on rehearsing.
That's okay, what he's doing
to keep him. That the music keeps him,
sharp.
You know, battling
possible,
the disease.
Yeah.
His pianist comes over twice a week, and they run through a 90-minute set. So God bless you, Tony. Susan says, "Quote: singing is everything to him. Everything. It has saved his life many times." So that sucks. That's
so well regarded, even in his older age, as still one of the greatest pop singers of the last century. So
now
God bless
that's
him.
Depressing, but I think this is uplifting. Super Bowl tickets are always a rare commodity, but this year, tickets are very hard to get because only about 14,000 will be sold. I love this story, love this story, love this story. Makes me more energized about the Super Bowl than I've ever been. Up to 22,000 people will be in attendance, and that includes 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers who were given all expense paid trips. But a few players are giving up more tickets for a good cause. Kansas City Chiefs fullback Anthony Sherman gave 2 tickets to a young fan who's suffering from an inoperable brain tumor. He was given 6 to 9 months to live almost 2 years ago. The fan's name is Jace Ward. He said, quote, "I can't express how much it means to go to the Super Bowl as a lifelong Chiefs fan. I've probably watched over 100 games with my dad. So going to the big one, going to the Super Bowl, it's going to be so incredible. I love everything
That's awesome.
Also, Tampa Bucks tight end Rob Gronkowski, surprised additional healthcare workers with tickets. He said, quote, "During one of the toughest times our community, nation, and the world has ever experienced, it was our healthcare workers that made sacrifices every day." So that Super Bowl, instead of the, you know, the business dicks, it's going to be loaded up with healthcare professionals that are frontliners. I am thrilled with that.
That's been good news. So many Super Bowls, and I've been lucky to been to a few of them, and not the game, just the stuff around it. Don't you think that without the commissioner's ball and the NFL experience, this is going to be a great time for these people to get to go to the game because it's finally going to be just about the game.
I hope so, and
I hope so
I'm just glad that people that want to go are going to experience it. People that have put their asses on the line. That's a good thing. Michelle Pfeiffer, I always loved Michelle Pfeiffer, and I love this movie, so I had to have this story in the news today. She was offered Silence of the Lambs, but she passed on it because it scared her.
Which role?
Now,
Rob.
Hannibal Lecter?
Hold on a second. Hold on. Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
You're all the week.
He may send me things in the mail that I don't ask for when I don't want them, but boy, oh boy, that's funny. She says, quote, "I was trepidatious. There was such evil in that film." You think? It was that evil one in the end, at the end of the film, evil ruled out that I was uncomfortable with the ending. I get that.
Sure. Because
it does win out. You know, I'm having an old friend over for dinner. There he goes. Hey, hope you enjoyed all the massacres because there goes the cannibal just walking up to an island.
Before you give her too much credit, she said yes to Grease 2.
She was also Catwoman.
Yes.
Remember that.
Not a great choice.
I think Jodie Foster was flawless in that role.
I couldn't see anyone else in that role. It'd be strange.
I couldn't see anybody else in that role.
Thank you very much,
Dr. Lecter. Okay.
Well, I would like to see Jane Lynch try it.
Well, you want her in every role.
Yes.
Last year, around 1 in 5 people say they either took the day off work after the Super Bowl or strongly considered it. We seem to have this story every year. Mm-hmm. And overall, almost half of people have taken the day off after the Super Bowl at some point. And even if this year is going to be a little less wild, the question remains, should the Monday after the Super Bowl be a national holiday? I say no.
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 No. No, you have a national holiday to commemorate some great figure in American history. Not just because
everybody's
got... We're
celebrating commerce.
Well, no, but the solution is actually hanging right in front of you, and that is play the game on Saturday.
I think that's a great idea.
Bingo.
That's what you should do.
I think that's a fantastic.
Yeah. Absolutely.
According to a new study, 40% of people say yes, so most of America thinks we should
have the day off. I want another holiday! I do! Well,
yeah. I know people right now are saying, yeah, Mike, but for your medical problems, you always take the day off. Hey,
they're
if you're listening to me right
maladies.
Now.
That's right.
Get used to me doing that more often.
Yeah. He's Thank getting you. Older and sicker.
I'm 61.
Mike wants 4 Super Bowls a year, and every day after is a holiday.
There are a few alternatives people would be in favor of, like the Saturday thing, or pushing it back a week so it lines up with President's Day. I don't know about that one. I hate that.
No.
I don't know. I don't like Sunday night things.
Yeah, you know what?
Oscars
are the same
way. And having a cookout.
I don't like having to stay up for the Oscars on Sunday night. I don't like that either.
Sunday, I'm charging up for the week. I don't like Sunday chill. You know, stop.
Yeah,
come on, Shelley. And now, a little something, something from your backyard. Saturday afternoon, the police in Stafford, Virginia, got a call from a gym after there was an incident in the woman's locker room. A dude had just crashed through the ceiling. It was 41-year-old Brian Joe. Hey, Brian Joe.
Brian Joe!
He's a member of the gym, and apparently he'd gotten up into the ceiling and was using that as a way to spy on women in the locker room.
Ooh. Oh, Brian Joe. Ooh.
He landed on a woman when he fell through the ceiling, but fortunately she did not need medical attention. Brian was arrested for burglary, vandalism, and peeping. Now, I do a lot of Florida slogans of the day, but I now have a Northern Virginia slogan.
So this is a slogan for Northern Virginia. It's particularly Stafford.
Based on my history and this particular story,
right.
Here we go. Northern Virginia, with the longest commutes in America, and everybody's horny. There you go. Be aware of that. Okay, granite countertops, be aware.
Do you think Brian Joe wants a Monday after Super Bowl to be a holiday?
We will take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
I think it's only cousin.
My daddy!
I am the only daddy you got. I am the damn paterfamilias.
My supervisory capacity sometimes is a little diminished due to my advanced age. I've decided to exploit my son. He knows his daddy. Dad, you might be able to get 10% off your beer. Just imagine you could drink 10% more. Because they're 7 and they're boys, they can get into stuff. Sitting in the garage, playing with a box cutter. I'm Mike O'Meara. I'm Father of the Year.
The Mike O'Meara Bonus Show is an extra hour of uncensored TMOS every week. Get a bonus show subscription and never miss any of the fatherly wisdom or advice from Mike O'Meara, Father of the Year.
Daddy wasn't there.
Sorry, I just found something on the floor that I need to talk to you guys about.
Oh.
Sorry. You know we love Liquid IV, so you need to know about Liquid IV's energy multiplier. It has delicious flavor, lemon ginger. It's a game changer. It's so good.
Yeah.
And half of Americans report that they struggle with daily fatigue, but with Liquid IV energy multiplier, you can reach your constant state of awesome. One Liquid IV energy multiplier is like drinking 2 cups of coffee, and it's an all-natural option for a sustained energy boost throughout the day. Difficult sentence to read. Unrewarding. It gives you a lasting energy boost fast. Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to positively change the world. The company has donated over 10 million servings globally.
Nice.
To the world. And in response to COVID-19, over 4 million products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active U.S. military. Good Why stuff. Did you underline this in the copy?
Because it's important.
All right.
It's key.
Grab your Energy Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Start fueling your adventures today at liquidiv.com. Promo code TMOS.
Yes.
See that one, Rob?
Yes.
Please do it again.
Update.
Thank you. Okay, so I found this on the floor.
What is it?
It's from the Department of Health. Remember when I talked to that about that? Was I supposed to send that to
send
you
that
guys?
To me at home, please. That'd be great.
All right. Am I in trouble for not sending
that? No, we're fine.
No, please.
We're okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're okay.
Aces.
We're not going to get fined. No, Jimmy's got me all nervous.
We're okay.
Stuff like that.
It's a renew for our license. Yes.
Okay, just checking. That's not what I wanted to play. I wanted to play this.
Thank you.
Up the audio vault. I didn't lose it again. I'm having trouble with that. Yeah, so all these things are starting to fade. Take it away,
Mike,
Rob.
Mike, there are good people and there are bad people. I would say that Dolly Parton is a good person. And she actually revealed yesterday on the Today Show she has now turned down the Presidential Medal of Freedom 3 times.
Whoa.
And the reason she did it is because I think innately she's just a good person.
To be honest, in all fairness, I got offered the Freedom Award from the Trump administration. I couldn't accept it because my husband was ill. Then they asked me again about it, and I wouldn't travel because of the COVID. So now I feel like if I take it, I'll be doing politics. So I'm not sure. I don't work for those awards. It'd be nice, but I'm not sure that I even deserve it.
When you talk about someone being humble, not selfish, man. It's like, I don't want to take the award because I don't want to be divisive. That is not common in
showbiz. Yeah, she's a special person.
She
gives that vibe off. I met her a million years ago, but remember how little she was? She was tiny. And how incredibly kind and nice to the media she was when I did a media thing with her. She was really, really special. So love you, Dolly.
I love the fact that she has really become sort of a national treasure. I would say in the last 3 or 4 years, it's like people have realized it. And I love that. Then there's this creep Elon Musk, who has a thing called a Neuralink. He has actually taken a monkey and put a wireless transmitter in its brain. And the monkey can now use its brain to control a video game. I don't think that's okay.
So cool.
But anyway, here's Elon talking about the monkey.
In simplistic terms, it's sort of like a Fitbit in your skull. Because we've already got a monkey with a wireless implant in their skull who can play video games using his mind. So it does not look like an unhappy monkey. And you can't even see where the neural implant was put in. Except for that he's got like a slight dark mohawk.
So that's the scar, the dark mohawk. He also has a pig with a Neuralink in its brain that you can track the pig's thoughts. So I don't think that's okay.
This is think about
what I always like with stuff like this to think, what is this for long term? What is the, because Elon Musk has a brain where he thinks about the future more than anybody else. What does this, will this allow
people
that can't communicate to communicate more efficiently? And that's what it's,
medically
what
it's, initially.
I know, Rob, you never got by that part, but it's probably being used for, to help people with cognitive issues and people that are dealing with ALS or
perhaps
that
and
thing.
If he had focused on that, maybe I would have liked it better. But what he said, I've got a monkey that can play video games with his brain.
That's the part.
And that's the part that creeped me out.
Would have been worse if he had a bat that played video games.
Oh my God, stop it. Now cut that out.
Did you see the babby? Did you see the baby bats on Facebook?
Oh God,
I did not see it.
Could more people tag me in it?
Are they sweet?
No, they look like little grows like cave scrotums.
You must feel so popular though that people remember your fear of bats.
Yeah, well they target
me. But nobody does crap like that for me.
Well, you don't have any irrational fears. I've beaten the fear of wax museums, so they can't do that anymore.
I wish Mike wouldn't be so angry all the time. That's what I get all the time. F you.
Mike.
There you go. Rob, bats. Rob doesn't like bats.
You don't want to have a noisy appliance in your house, but what if your noisy appliance sounded like a pretty good jazz drummer? This is an actual recording, unedited, of a broken air conditioner. It's not bad.
I miss drumming.
Do you have your drums down there? Or are they in storage?
My drums are in Maine.
Oh, okay.
And my drums, due to a very long move, from point A to point B, not all of the drums seem to end up where they were supposed to end up.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Real happy about that. Yeah. Can't play drums if you don't have the seat. Can't play drums if you don't have the right hardware to set them up.
Well, Mike, head over to Lowe's and buy an air conditioner.
They were mine. I understand they weren't valued. Yeah.
But at least your wife didn't stand on a snowy porch and say, I can't even with you right now.
Ah, I know. That's support right there, boy. Her, though.
Yeah, I sure did. I will.
I'm not
going to
eat. And you know, I love dinner.
Yeah. Well, it would have been easier if there had been dinner. Mike, let's close with this. But in bed right on time. Can't beat that. I took care of the insurance.
Oh, we might have to do another cocktail show up here soon. We might really. I was going to wait till March, but
I might have to do a cocktail show.
Be Valentine's Day, right around Valentine's Day.
I'll do like one myself tonight.
We might really have to do that every couple of months.
Let's close with this, Mike. Mayor Garcetti of Los Angeles, who I think has sort of a mixed review of how he's handling the things out there. But
Does the governor, Gavin Newsom.
But one thing that I think is kind of cool is that Mayor Garcetti is actually at one of the massive Dodger Stadium vaccination checkpoints, and he's actually working on the paperwork. So he's meeting the people as they're being vaccinated, which I think is a nice gesture, until he ran into a very proud older mother who recognized Mayor Garcetti and wouldn't shut up about her son. The funny part about this, and we close with this, is the son wants nothing to do with it. This poor kid. So here's Mayor Garcetti, the mother, and the embarrassed child.
He happens to be a fantastic piano player.
Please help me.
So I'm a pianist by training, too.
No.
I wasn't doing this. What do you play?
He works with Elton John.
No way.
Yeah. Rehearses band.
That's so great. Yeah. Proud mother. Were you a pianist as well?
No.
So he just picked it up on his own.
No, my mother was a violinist.
Wow.
He got it from there. But
right.
How old is the mother?
I would say she's 80, might be in the rear view.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because she's kind of babbling.
You need someone to play for you.
Yeah.
At your parties. He'll do it for you.
I love her.
I'm going to get her some help. Don't worry, I promise.
God, I love her.
He plays with Elton John.
Isn't that great, though? Isn't that what all kids want? Yeah. How many kids really have their parents that are that excited about them? She's sitting there bragging on her son in front of the mayor of the city
of
Los Angeles. I love that
woman. How many
woman.
Husbands have wives that are proud of them? That's your magic audio ball. Everybody go to hell.
You need that. You need that. Good job today. You were very funny today, okay? There's
doing?
A pat on the back, all
I'll
right?
I'll take it.
All right. Thank you. Everything's going to be fine.
No,
and,
it's not.
It'll be right. Okay.
God bless you, Jimmy. We love
Jimmy,
you. Good luck with everything. Please keep us posted. For the city fathers or the people that are doing that, the health department.
Leave Jimmy alone.
Leave Jimmy alone right now.
Really, stop it. That's it. We got to get out of here for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Go to hell.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You showed her.
Good job.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Oh, good for you.
Pandemic.